After climbing Heartbreak Hill with Dad, I thought I'd be ready for 8th grade. All the way up, he yelled, "Atta girl, Annie, you can do it. Get tough." He put 20 pounds of rocks in my pack to get me in shape for softball and soccer. But what I wanted was to be tough enough to face Jessica Johnson. She stole my best friend, Carly Lopez, talked behind my back, and made my life just plain miserable. I knew she was up to no good when she rode her bike down my street the week before school started. "Hi, Anne-Marie. Like my hair?" She smiled that wicked smile, and that meant trouble. Instead of her regular hair, she had a head full of long, skinny braids that zigzagged like lightning bolts. "Your mom do it?" I asked. "You're kidding, right? Black and Blue did it. Cost $100." She fingered one of her synthetic braids and wrinkled her nose. "What'd you do with your hair?" Then she dropped her bomb. "I hear your dad's going back to Iraq." Her words struck like shrapnel. "What's the matter? You look all freaked out." Another smile, another wound neatly placed. "Bought your school clothes yet? Carly and I are so totally ready for 8th grade. We got identical animal print puffer jackets. What about you?"
"I've got to go," I said.
"Whatever."
She took off down the street, her new weaves whipping the air. I raced into the house. Only Charlie the cat was home, and he darted out of my way. I slammed through the kitchen, opening cupboards until I found Mom's stash of bottles under the sink. That meant Mom knew. I paced until Dad's truck pulled into the driveway. Then I ran outside.
"You're going to Iraq? Thanks for letting me be the last to know."
"Glad to see you, too."
"You could have told me."
"What's the big deal?"
Right away, he started packing. I sat on a half-filled duffel as he put maps and camis into his ruck. Canvas bags fit into other canvas bags. He buckled, snapped, tied, he tucked in nail clippers, sunscreen, and antibacterial solution. A warrior must be organized going to war. It could mean life or death.